Sure, Fast Loud on Triple J. That is Beartooth. The past is dead. And now it's my absolute pleasure to say Caleb is on the line. My friend, long time no talk. How you doing?
I am fantastic. You know, it's pretty late here, so I'm just chilling out. Had a long day working hard and got a nice little cocktail, just kicking back, winding down, you know.
No, nice. Now, where in the world do we find you as we're having this conversation?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Good old hometown, born and raised. Yep.
Nice. And you know, and the album below is now upon the world. How is the vibe in the Beartooth camp?
Very, very satisfied. Very happy. Just stoked that, you know, after what an insane year we've had, you know, after all of that, after all the work that went into it, it's just so good that I know people are hearing it, you know. It's so weird being in that, like, you know, 6 months of when the record's done but it's not out yet. So I'm just glad it is out. I'm so beyond excited.
love it. Now I'm never usually one to ask about album titles, as I usually feel that's quite low hanging fruit, but I kind of have to ask about Below, because it is such a strangely ominous word. I mean, you look at through Beartooth's career, there's aggressive, there's disease, you know, there's things that ostensibly make sense at a superficial level as well as a deeper level. But what was the thought process behind Below?
Like all records, I try and just choose one word that I really think like sums up the energy, the vibe, kind of like the content going into it. And you know, I wrote the title track, and you know, once the record all came together, it was just very obvious that like that was the way to go. You know, the record is very much about, you know, what is below the, you know, what is inside of us, and me particularly during, you know, the lockdown and COVID and all of that. So yeah, I don't know. And it looks pretty cool in script with like a dude on a motorcycle above it. So that helps too.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and you know, as you say, you know, this album is a big part about the collective traumatic experience that kind of the world has had over the last 12 months. And first impressions on listening to this album is like, this is heavy, like both musically and lyrically. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I say the word hopefully very, very poignantly before this. Hopefully this is a very unique experience for us, you know, as opposed to heartbreak and loss and the things that really do inspire music when the world isn't as it is. So I guess from that point, what stands out to you from Below as something that may never have happened if we didn't go through a pandemic?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I've thought about this so often because it was such a bizarre experience putting this thing together. Like musically, I think, at least to me, it's very hopeful. You know, a lot of the riffs were written on tour, and that was like something totally new for me, but it was really exciting because I was able to write with, you know, this live show in mind. And then, you know, all of the lyrics and kind of the composition of the record and all that was done during the lockdown. So to me, you get this kind of very two-sided thing where like the music is very live and it's very like energetic, and then the lyrics are just borderline morbid at times. Like they're really it is not exactly, you know, the happiest record, but it's like you've been saying, like it's tough that it couldn't have happened any other way. Like I am very proud of what came out of such a terrible time. But it sucks that it kind of had to happen that way. But, you know, I'm trying to look at it, you know, in a positive light. Like I did the most that I could to try and kind of like express myself and help myself work through the terrible last year that we've had. So as much as it sucked, like it does end up being this kind of one of a kind record that will never be able to happen again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was there any time you kind of wrote something, you just went, oh, that's too dark?
All the time. So many times. a lot. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, that was one of the things that I think in a weird way was like helpful for me as a writer and just me mentally, you know, for Beartooth. Like it's such an important thing for me to be really open and honest. And almost to write from a place of nobody, like I write from a mindset that nobody's going to hear this. that it is purely just me and my, you know, recording set up, and it's just me and the song, and like I can say anything I want. I don't need to hold anything back. And over the years, as we've kind of gotten more successful, it's been harder to have that mindset, because that's what I went into, you know, before we got signed. And when I started making the first tracks, like the Sick EP, was just, this is going to be for me and nobody else. And then, you know, the whole pandemic kind of brought me back to that mindset almost, just because after being isolated for so long, like my mind kind of shifted to this place of, it doesn't matter anymore. I can say anything I want. I don't even know if this record's going to come out. I don't know if we're ever going to tour again. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just going to say what I want to say. And if it's too much, it's too much, but at least it's honest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that. All right. We're going to go to a track now, and then we're going to come back and kind of, extrapolate upon the idea of honesty, but we're going to go to a track called Skin right now. Would you tell us a little bit about this song as we go into it?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites on the record. I mean, for a few reasons. One, it starts with like a bass riff, which is a little bit of a thing that almost every Beartooth song starts with some sort of guitar riff or like a vocal or something. But I was like, you know what? Let's let the bass riff for a little while. Let's just let it go for a walk. That was cool. And lyrically, you know, it's a very straightforward song, and it is incredibly personal to me and really means a whole lot. And I think it's just, you know, strap in, have a listen, and see what you think.
love it. You're in Sure Fuss Loud. We've got Caleb from Beartooth on the phone having a chat. This track right here, it's called Skin. That's Skin from Beartooth on Short Fast Loud. We've got Caleb on the phone having a chat all about the album Below that dropped just last week. And, you know, Caleb, the legacy of Beartooth, as you say, is very much about honesty. It really is a diary of sorts, you know, of your 20 and, you know, and your kind of journey through life. And, you know, you can really kind of hear the journey in this album. As you said, you know, it where 2019 finishes and 2020 begins, you can kind of listen to this album and, you know, really like kind of understand what you're kind of going through. But, you know, as dark as you say that it is, it really does feel like, you know, things are starting to turn around. Things are starting to feel hopeful. Was there a particular moment through 2020 for you where you kind of had a bit of a wake up call that kind of made you realize things like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like I can do what I want. Like, was there a particular moment in 2020 that sort of was a wake up call for you?
That is a fantastic question. I honestly don't know if I can really put my finger on it, because in a lot of ways the whole year 2020, like I'm still not positive it happened. Like I'm not sure, like on the calendar, you know, I've seen the dates roll by and, you know, I know we played some shows at the beginning of the year, but other than that, I'm still like trying to grasp it. But I don't know, like, you know, probably towards the end of it, actually, I believe it was around like October, maybe September. Probably sometime in the fall, you know, after I had just been working on this record for so long and I was so beyond unmotivated. Like, you know, I felt like the creativity had just been kind of sucked out of me and I didn't really know where to go. I didn't know what to do. You know, my mental and physical health was not in a good spot. And I don't know, I honestly don't remember what pushed me over the edge, but I just kind of had this like eureka moment where I was like, I need to just like be happy again. And like, what did that look like? Like, it's felt like so long since I've felt true happiness and joy in my life. And, you know, from there, it was like, a massive turning point for me was, you know, I called a therapist and I was like, hey, can you do Zooms and like, can we just chat? And being able to talk to somebody that, you know, they don't know me at all. They don't have anything to do with music. They don't, you know, they don't know anything about me other than like, you know, our conversations. That was a really, really helpful thing to have somebody really outside just kind of like talk me through on a lot of rational levels what I'm going through. And then, you know, like working out has been a huge thing for me that's been super helpful. You know, it gets me outside, and obviously, you know, during the pandemic that couldn't really happen until towards the latter half of it. But you know, I started finding ways to stay active and get outside when I can. And that was super helpful. And then from there, it really was like the record just kind of finished itself after all of that happened. It was like the snowball. Like I just started getting my life together and then the record started to make sense. And like, you know, the mixing process was like so fluid. And then, you know, writing out lyrics was therapeutic instead of just extremely painful. And yeah, it was a pretty wild, wild time. I know that is a lot, but yeah, that was
I love that answer. And I mean, if you'll forgive me, I love how casually you talk about seeing a therapist too. Cause I mean, that's something that's very, very important to me, is kind of destroying that stigma around going and seeing a therapist. Like I've been going to therapy for, you know, 13 years now, you know, as a redhead incredible. Who used to be fat, you know, like, yeah, I've got a lot of you know trauma in from bullying in high school. So like, yeah, I deal with that through therapy, but it's like, yeah, I love how casually people talk about it these days. Cause I think that's such an important thing to kind of break that stigma.
It really is. It's so important because I mean the whole like bite your bottom lip and just push through it, like that doesn't work. I've tried for years, not successfully. And you know, it's so crazy for me, you know, once I actually did it, because I did it once before and it was not a good thing. It was just weird. It didn't go well. But then, you know, I was like, I need to try this again. Like I need to do something. And this, you know, the person I ended up talking to was, it was just so cool to talk to somebody, because everybody in our life that we talk to has some connection to us. Like there is a viewpoint, there is some sort of, you know, they're either family, a friend, an enemy, it could be anything. But like a good therapist, at least, is a trained professional that just explains to you what's going on, and you can just tell them anything and there's no judgment. There's no, they don't even know you. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's very freeing. I would highly recommend to anybody.
Yeah. You know, I guess one last question, kind of focusing on the, you know, the more positive side of everything that's kind of happened. Is there one thing maybe outside of music in the last 12 months that you've discovered that you really enjoy doing, or something, you know, something new you've discovered about yourself?
You know, it's something that I haven't had a ton of time to do, but it was one of the like only things I could safely do during COVID, which was golfing. Nice. I've been playing golf, you know, for a very long time, but you know, pretty seriously for the last few years. But obviously, you know, I'm touring constantly, and I live in Ohio where it's cold and snowing for a very long period of the year, and it sucks. But you know, I had like the whole summer and kind of into the fall, you know, I could just walk out there and I was completely alone and I could just put my headphones in and like just zen out for a while. Mm. And that was awesome. And I definitely got way better at golf. And then winter came again and I lost all of the talent that I had created. But yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun.
Love it. Caleb, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat and sharing your stories with me. I've let you choose the song that we want to go out with, and it's the same song that I want to go out with, so we can bond right there. We're going to go out with a song called Dominate. Would you tell us a bit about this song as we say goodbye?
Yeah. Besides the last riff, this is probably my favorite song on the record. It was one of those things that happened very naturally and with just a lot of like, who cares anymore? Let's go for it attitude. Yeah. I just wanted to, I don't know, just try something that really, you know, hit the gas pedal hard. And I, you know, I like playing blast beats and doing fast double bass and things that we don't really do too much with Beartooth. But yeah, I just wanted to write a really heavy metal song that was really fast. And you know, there's not too much more to it than that.
Mission successful on this one. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're sure fast loud. This is Beartooth right here. Track is called Dominate.